Additionally, I know you called me treasurer. I'm not treasurer. Simon's the treasurer. I was the co-president last year. I'm events this year, so I lead those things. In terms of you saying that we're not an umbrella organization anymore, I understand that you may have a conversation with Alana, but we're yet to have a conversation with Alana about all these things. And like what was said before, that all of those things need to be clarified. So speaking them as if they are fact, these are all assumptions. These are not things that are directly clear. As it stands, BSU, when it was established all the way back in the 1970s, has always been an umbrella organization for our Black sub-organizations. We have around 30 clubs on campus that fall under us, that do events under us. We register events for them. We bring students in for events. We do all of these things. So regardless or not, if Alana told you, oh, BSU isn't an umbrella organization, the impact that we have on our sub-organizations still stands. So it doesn't really, like, that assumption doesn't impact what we actually do on a day-to-day basis. But I just want to put out there that that is all assumption. These things are not like fact, and these things have not been talked about with the actual presidents of the organization.
Representative Han recognized.
Want to agree. I just want to first say, I think I do agree with what you guys are saying. I think going on this trip and bring back experience to disperse to you guys is sort of invaluable. I don't think we can really put a money amount on that, and I think that's sort of what we're trying to do right now. I don't want monetary circumstances to sort of hinder you guys from gaining more experience and then sharing that with your constituents and then maybe to the broader Cornellians. So I want to ask if it's possible to sort of, hearing both sides, could we propose to fund half now and then the other half can be funded based on other contingent contingencies in the future? Because I do want this to pass. I think I hear what you say. If you don't get this funded now, you guys won't go. And I do think, I mean, I want you guys to go, and I don't want the money to be a reason that you don't. So I mean, funding half now and half later is just something I just thought of now. But there's any other way that we could allow you guys to go without having this monetary issue? Could we debate that?
Procedurally speaking, you could make an amendment to half the funding. You'd have to submit exact words and read out the exact words to that amendment. But I would strongly advise against making such an amendment because it's looking like, based off of the funding submission that they made, that this is like something that would need to be funded in totality. It wouldn't really make sense to fund only half of it if this is the cost of the entire trip, unless they're planning on only sending half of the people or cutting out certain events. But if you would like to make that amendment, you
Point of
could.
inquiry.
Yes, recognized.
When somebody makes an amendment like this, where are they expecting that $2,000 to produce from? And how are they expecting something which costs something else to
Okay,
somehow so be
sorry,
efficient?
that's not a point of inquiry. But yeah, so if you'd like to make that amendment, you can, but that's just procedurally speaking, I'd say. You don't have to reply if you have nothing to say.
Yeah, we don't.
Okay. You raising your placard? Oh, Representative Dorward, recognized.
I have a couple points here. The first point is the question about the Alana funding, because I feel that not all of us have access to evidence that that is what Alana said, or I mean, I don't know really what they said. So basically, the point is that if there's a disagreement on that, it's essentially hearsay. Nobody's here to corroborate that. We don't really know that information. And beyond that, we have the money to fund this. We have it in the reserves and we have it in our budget. And I don't think that we should just be holding on to reserves to say, okay, someone might need this later. I think we should use it for someone who needs it now. And beyond that, I think if the concern is that this isn't, first of all, it doesn't say anywhere that it has to affect every single person in the student undergraduate body equally. So this is affecting undergraduate students, and this is helping undergraduate students. It may not be everyone, but it is helping them. And beyond that, what they said, this will flow over to the rest of the student of body. And if that is the major concern, perhaps we could encourage them to have a forum when they got back, or a presentation that could perhaps spread the message further through the student body. But I don't think that we should not allow them to go to this conference based on that when we haven't even encouraged them or asked them to maybe do some sort of project like that after they attend. But I would strongly suggest we allow them to get this funding so they can have this opportunity that is really crucial at this time.
Just again, who hasn't spoken at all yet, please keep your placard up. Representative Carson, recognized.
Yeah, and also just adding to that, and I think this was mentioned earlier, like if we don't do this now, we're showing that we're really tight-fisted and that we're like people are not gonna, other organizations as well won't wanna do this in the future. And we're just gonna have all this like, I can't remember the number, but all this money in reserves that is doing nothing at all and not helping anybody. So I think this would also set another precedent that I, in my opinion, it would not be, would be detrimental to student life.
Representative Cockra, recognized.
So I just want to preface by saying that I want you guys to go for this event, right? The only confusion that I have, and that Sora also pointed out, is basically I want to ask the treasurer, run me down through the numbers in terms of how much total revenue do you have right now and the expenses. So I don't want to break down, I just want a total revenue dollar amount.
Are you asking me how much do we have right now? Because I mentioned the 14,000. As mentioned earlier, we have $14,549 left in our account currently.
And do you have anticipation of like other funds giving you money over the course of this year?
So far, we have not applied for any other funds for this year, but we anticipate having to apply for the same things that we did, as were mentioned by our treasurer earlier, for the DC trip. Because again, this budget right now would not even cover like a large chunk of that.
Okay, and let's go back to last year. How much revenue was there last year?
Oh yeah, we actually started with more last year because we had the 15,000 from Alana, and we also had a 1.5k extra from the gift account, I believe it was. So we started with 16,500.
And what were the expenses?
Yeah, we were in the negatives. So we were negative 61, I believe, by the end of the semester.
What was the major line item of expense?
Excuse me?
Was it the DC trip?
Point of order, back and forth is generally speaking not permitted, so try to limit it as much as possible.
Okay.
You should ask all of your questions in your initial inquiry.
Can you run me down through the major line expenses that you had last year and the numbers?
I'm sorry, this was an issue last week. May I ask what the relevance of our like finances from a previous school year has to do with like our request for right now?
It's basically knowing that.
Point of order. Back and forth is not permitted, so please do not do it anymore. And try to ask your questions.
Like, how do I get access or more clarity in their revenue or line items if I don't have an Excel sheet in front of me or the printout? Like, wouldn't there be back and forth right now to understand the expenses?
I mean, they submitted the. You can make an amendment that requests that they submit that Excel sheet as another supplementary or appendix item, but yeah, that's pretty much the only option. Okay, sorry. From now on, there's not going to be any more back and forth permitted. That was my fault. But please raise your placard if you've not spoken yet, just so I can get a general overview. Recognized.
I think, again, just like a lot of people in this assembly, I want to implore you to pass this resolution. I think on behalf of all of my constituents as a Black student at Cornell, and I see Christian, Eva, Athena, all as leaders of our Black community. And I think that if you deny passing this resolution, you're not only letting down the seven members that will go on this conference, but also the hundreds of Black students on this campus. So,
Representative Galperin.
It feels worth reminding everyone at this point that student organizations are not businesses. At Max, a student organization is a nonprofit. You take an organization like Hillel, for example. It collects donations, sure, but it remains a nonprofit. The idea here is not for anyone to make money. We have a budget. Organizations have a budget that the idea is to go through. And in fact, the way for organizations to move to the next funding track is to spend that whole budget, among other things. I'm starting to hear a lot of repetition. I move to close debate.
Is there any dissent? Was that made by unanimous consent, or is that just made?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any dissent to closing debate by unanimous consent? Yeah, would someone like to make a motion to? So okay, is there a second? Second, is there any, okay. And that is just not by roll call. It's just, okay. All right, no. All right, we are now in voting for the passage of this resolution. All those in favor of passing this resolution, please raise your placards now. All those opposed? All those abstaining? This resolution passes. I am now ceding chairship over to President Durham.
We're now moving to Resolution 5, establishing the Technology Committee.
Hi, everyone. So we presented this resolution last week, and we don't have any more new information for now. So if you guys have any questions, feel free to ask.
There's now an appendix in the, which is a bylaws amendment that you all can view either in print or on the box. Representative Torella.
Yeah, two really quick things. Recently at the SA like thing at the AD White House, we met that guy who was like the VP of technology.
Vice President Maddox. He's the head of Cornell IT.
Right. Oh, so is he one of those people that you guys are communicating with in this? I don't know. I was just reading and I'm not sure who's who because of all the you know titles and stuff. Also, second thing, could we just get like a quick rundown of like the plan of how this works? Like, do you guys like survey the students and then like figure out what they want and then talk to them? Like, I don't know. Are we just like suggesting things or do we have any like, I don't know, power? I'm just curious.
Okay, so about the first question. So Ben Maddox, he's the Chief Information Officer of Cornell, and so like, I think it's the week, it's last week when we had the student assembly, like reception, me and Daniel met with Ben Maddox and talked with him about this idea of establishing the technology committee, and he is like good with it. And we also talked about like prospective AI projects for student assembly, such as digitizing and like using AI to summarize the assemblies, like the resolutions. I sent him an email previously about asking him if he wants to be on a sponsor list. He hasn't replied yet, but I can imagine he's a busy guy, but I will send a follow-up like after today if this resolution is passed. But from what we previously talked to him, he was pretty good like he's very supportive of the idea. And also about the second question, so this committee works just like a normal policy committee. So like it recruits members both from the student assembly as well as from the undergraduate student body who are interested in shaping technology policies at Cornell that have a direct impact on student lives. So basically, the IT governance liaison, which is me, is gonna meet regularly with like, for example, the education and pedagogy committee within Cornell IT, as well as other committees within Cornell IT. And basically I'm gonna take input from this committee, which is comprised of students, and I will send that input back to Cornell IT. That's for policy-wise, and also like. So.
Just to answer your second question, the IT department's already doing so many great projects on their own. What this resolution does is make a committee, so we as a student assembly have direct access to them, so we're able to represent our constituents even more in terms of technology and any projects that are able to help them. So it makes a direct line between us and them to make the technology that we make representative of us and our constituents by factor. Thank you.
And just to add some information that's a bit older than these two, their time on assembly. Last year, the IT governance liaison, Nicholas Maggard, was working directly with Vice President Maddox on a very similar initiative. So VP Maddox is like on board with students getting more involved. He's pretty early into his tenure at Cornell. So hoping he stays around, this should continue. Representative Oftab.
Motion to end debate and pass the resolution.
Okay, is there any dissent? Seeing none, all those in favor of this resolution, raise your placards. All those opposed, all those abstaining. Okay, that passes 23-0-0. Okay, we are at the end of the official agenda into appointments and vacancies. I'm going to send you all an email with two forms. I'm drawing your attention to it now, but you're free to go once you get the email. It'll have the finalized committee form for you all, because everyone needs to be on at least one committee. It'll also have the liaison list. So if you're interested in being a byline liaison, we need to fill those. And lastly, it'll have the vacancies committee form, not relevant to you all personally, but send it to your friends. That is all. Motion to adjourn.
Point of inquiry, a dissent.
Oh, okay, dissent. I rescind the motion.
I will re-enter the motion as soon as my question is answered.
I'll yield you 1 minute.
Which vacancies are we filling?
HUMEC, First Gen, AAP, Brooks, Veterans. Motion all by the vacancies committee.
Can I ask a point of inquiry as well?
Yes, I'll just do a Q&A right now.
Okay, perfect, because I don't know if it would have been in order. Who's on the vacancies committee?
Okay, wait, let me, off the top of my head. You.
Who is him that you just pointed
to? Okay, Vaisio.
Okay.
Vaisio Watkins.
I
that was the other thing. I need two more people on vacancies. Anyone do it? Okay. The one and only meeting will be after our assembly meeting on like September 25th. Okay. Okay, and one more person. Okay. All right. Yeah, there's literally only one vacancies meeting, hopefully. Okay, so moved. Any dissent to adjourning? Seeing none.